Now over to the US, where Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram ban has been upheld by Facebook's oversight board. How gutted are you, Simon Marks?
Well, there's a caveat in all of this, isn't there, Ian? Because Facebook's oversight board, which is a bit of a curious group of outside assessors who it's claimed are independent of Facebook, even though they were selected by Facebook and are paid by Facebook, in addition to upholding the ban that was implemented against Donald Trump back in January, they also flayed the company, saying that Facebook had broken its own rules. Michael McConnell, co-chair of the board.
Facebook had sufficient justification to suspend Mr. Trump's account, at least for the duration of what the Department of Homeland Security called a, quote, heightened risk of violence. It was improper, that is to say, in violation of Facebook's own rules, as well as generally accepted principles of freedom of expression, for Facebook to make that suspension indefinite. Users and their audiences must not be left in a state of uncertainty as to time or reasons for restoration.
So what does all that mean? The board concluded that, yes, Donald Trump's postings leading up to the January 6th insurrection on Capitol Hill were a severe violation of the platform's rules. He was right to be kicked off. But the board says Facebook made the rules up as it went along, telling Donald Trump he was suspended indefinitely, which is a penalty that doesn't exist anywhere in the playbook rule, in the Facebook rule book. So Mark Zuckerberg is being given 6 months by the board to decide whether the former president is being kicked off the platform forever or whether he's going to be given a date when his suspension will end. He cannot, says the oversight board, twist in the wind indefinitely.
Yeah, it's a sad day for America.
The former president's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on Fox News.
It's a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites.
Except the oversight board specifically accuses Facebook of having no consistent standards and is now tasking the company with urgently figuring out what they should be. Some will make reference to horses and stable doors. The oversight board clearly thinks Facebook bears some culpability for the insurrection on Capitol Hill last January. The former president issued the inflammatory fulmination about the situation that you would expect. One other big story here at the moment today in Minneapolis, lawyers for Derek Chauvin, convicted of the murder of George Floyd last May, have lodged a claim for a new trial. They want the verdict thrown out. They say it was impossible for the former police officer to get a fair trial in the city, and they are alleging prosecutorial and jury misconduct. Most legal experts in Minnesota, Ian, seem to think the move stands little chance of success.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.